Aloha and welcome. This is another Mystical Perspectives. Today we're going to be talking about clearing the mind of negatives. It's an important subject, isn't it? I'm your host, Reverend Cindy Palos. I've been studying and teaching with the University of Metaphysics for over 50 years. And the University of Metaphysics is a private theological school. And Dr. Masters founded it, and he's had a lot of teachings over the years. He passed away a couple years ago, but his latest book is out now, and it's a wonderful book. It's called Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations. And I just love this book. I read this book every morning. And the way I do this is I take a subject, and today's clearing the mind of negatives, and then I meditate on that subject for a week. And then we share the affirmations here together. And I go into this subject for a while with you. This is such an important subject. I can't help but think of the Star Wars and why the Force became so popular, and how you have Darth Vader as the darkness and then the ones of the light, you know, and the ones using the Force. You know. It all goes into this fact that we are in a world that's really surrounded by dark and light. And there's a lot of negative influences out there. And just as we take a shower and take a bath every day, we should also clear our mind of negatives as well. It's very important to look at this. And we're going to start with the affirmations on this, and we'll get into this much deeper as we get on. The first affirmation is cleansing memories. I recognize that I must cleanse my mind at all levels of negative thought energies that work against and come into conflict with positiveness that I both attempt to program into my mind and from within through the universal mind of God. Now, this is so important because our mind can really get influenced by negatives, right? And sometimes we aren't even aware of it. That's the thing that scares me, is that you don't even know that you're being negative sometimes. So this is a very important one. I'll repeat if you wish to repeat as well. I recognize that I must cleanse my mind at all levels of negative thought energies that work against and come into conflict with positiveness that I both attempt to program into my mind and from within through the universal mind of God. Now, there's a couple of major key facts in there. It's just, okay, we can say we want to stay positive, but the most positive light force is the mind of God, and that holds the most light. And when we call in that energy of the light, that's the most effective way to get cleansed of the negative levels of energy. The other is a really important key here. It's one that, I think I do every day, and I have done every day since I've been 14. And it's one Dr. Masters taught me and thousands of others. Now we have a whole world that meditates every day. And I hope you do as well. Here's the affirmation on meditation. I recognize that through my daily practice of meditation on God's presence at the center of my mind, that I draw into the memory levels of my consciousness, sublimating light energy of God to change negative energy into positive light energy. This is almost alchemical, isn't it? It's the changing the regular metals into gold, right? And that's one of the things we can really do beautifully in meditation. Again, I'll repeat, I recognize that through my daily practice of meditation on God's presence at the center of my mind, that I draw into the memory levels of my consciousness, sublimating light energy of God to change negative energy into positive light energy. Now, when we meditate, and I hope we all meditate, as I said, morning, I meditate, and at night. And if I do yoga, when I'm through with yoga, I try to bring meditation into the postures. We are always surrounded by a lot of negative energy in this world, and I'll go into that more. But when we meditate, we can actually change that negative energy into positive energy. How important is that? It's really key. And that can change the whole attitude and feeling and what we attract into our life. Because when we're negative, we attract more negativity. Have you ever heard someone who starts complaining and everyone complains along with them? And the other way around, you say something positive and that attracts the positive, right? The next one's thought, feeling, monitoring. Oh my, this is good. This is the objective observer monitoring, right? The affirmation goes, the moment I think or feel negativity, I immediately say to myself, I nullify and neutralize that energy before it can return to the memory level of my mind to continue to interfere with the establishment of positive God consciousness. Now, you know, the world became more aware of this when The Secret and the Law of Attraction came forth. The importance of our thoughts is so powerful. And so, you know, this was something that I learned from a very young age, yet I still have to do it with myself and with others. I hear people say something negative and they're not even aware of that. It happens to all of us. But let's repeat this. This is a good one just to keep by your, you know, I actually should type this out and keep this near me in my purse. The moment I think or feel negativity, I immediately say to myself, I nullify and neutralize that energy before it can return to the memory level of my mind to continue to interfere with the establishment of positive God consciousness. So this is something we really can be watchful of when we learn to be aware of our thoughts and the thoughts of others and how they influence us. This is so key. Visualization. Oh, this is always important, of course. I daily take a few moments to visualize or imagine that the interior of my body is filled with positive, universal God energy consciousness that sublimates all darkened negative energy into positive primal light or Christ God energy. Now, a lot of us store feelings, and they can be karmic, they can be ancient feelings, they can be from our childhood, it can be our inner child. Usually it's stored in our lower centers, and that's really where we can flood those chakras and energy centers with light. Repeating here on visualizations. I daily take a few moments to visualize or imagine that the interior of my body is filled with positive, universal God energy consciousness that sublimates all darkened negative energy into positive primal light or Christ God energy. A visualization, we all know, is so important. And by just doing this, and again, you can do this in the meditation you're doing. It really helps remove things that may cause disease and harm and danger to our bodies. The next one is conscious programming, conscious reprogramming. Every time I have a negative thought or feeling, I immediately respond with an opposite positive thought, which reprograms my mind with positive Christ mind, universal God conscious energy. Repeating, every time I have a negative thought or feeling, I immediately respond with an opposite positive thought, which reprograms my mind with positive Christ mind, universal God consciousness energy. So that's where you become a magician. You take the darkness and turn it to light, right? Examples. And I can't help but thinking of St. Francis' prayer when I read these. But examples: hate to forgiveness, through Christ mind God's love. Anger to understanding, the lack of Christ-God awareness in others. Jealousy to security, in God realizing that jealousy is a lack of God's presence. Revenge to release, knowing that karmic law is already in effect. Doubt to God-centered identity, in identity with universal power. Hurt to release, to God's love, healing, and understanding of lack of others' awareness. And low self-esteem to oneness of identity with God's presence within. The last couple of affirmations here, lifestyle. I wear and surround myself with happy energy colors. Listen only to beautiful, inspiring music. Take time to enjoy the natural beauty of nature and try to find the brighter, positive side of experiences that appear to be negative. Yeah, important thing, you know, it's so interesting. You go to Europe and you see a lot of people wearing black. It's black, black. Or New York, you know. I live in Hawaii, and here it's aloha colors. It's much brighter. I wear and surround myself with happy energy colors. What are your happy energy colors? Listen only to beautiful and inspiring music. And by the way, I have a radio station, KUOS-FM, and that's, you can listen to in Sedona at 92.1 or KUOSFM.com. All the music is dedicated to beautiful, inspiring music. It's tied in with the University of Sedona. Take time to enjoy the natural beauty of nature. And my gosh, yes, every day I go out in nature and take a walk. And it's so healing. And try to find the brighter, positive side of experience that appears to be negative. So yes, there is always on the dark side, there's a light side. There's something always to be grateful for. There's always a blessing. And when we turn our mind to gratitude, we negate the negative energy. The last one is identifying. I do not identify my identity with any temporary negative experience, as I am not anything temporary, but am of the eternal positiveness and Christ light mind, or universal God consciousness, which negative darkness sees to be. Okay, we're identifying with the Christ light here, which is the most powerful force, right? So how many times have you had someone say something bad that happened to them yesterday or the day before or a week ago? That event is long gone, it's past. Yet you're still bringing it forth and letting it live in your identity. You don't want that as part of your identity. That is not who you are. You need to release it. Repeating here, I do not identify my identity with any temporary negative experience, as I am not anything temporary, but am of the eternal positiveness and Christ light mind of universal God consciousness, in which negative darkness ceases to be. What a wonderful positive statement. Those are all so powerful. And this is just part one. Next week we'll do part two. But I went through some parts of this and did a lot of thought of this. I mean, I had an enlightenment experience when I was 15 years old. And I left my body, I left the planet, and I could see the earth surrounded by darkness and clouds. And I knew that this earth really was in the state where there's a lot of darkness and illusion and a cloud surrounding it. And that was many, many years ago, of course. And now there's many more people doing light work. There's many more people meditating. But this earth has always been a battleground of positive and negative forces for a long, long time. And we're so bombarded by a lot of negative influences in life without even being aware of it, right? I mean, we can slip into darkness, right? And in that darkness, you can't see till you bring in the light. When you're in the darkness, sometimes you don't know how to get out. And that's why going back into meditation and doing cleansing exercises are important, and being aware of what can bring negative energy. I wrote down a few of these sources of negative energy that we should be aware can influence us. One, newscasts. Have you ever seen how you feel after a half an hour of news? There is so much negative energy. And I love the fact that sometimes now we get one positive story at the end of a newscast, but you have 25 minutes of bombardment of negative things that have happened. And they're always delivered in a way, being in media all my life, I know that they are delivered in a way that make you feel like they're so important that you get drawn into them. And then you see commercials for big pharmaceuticals, you know? And so newscasts, I mean, what you can do is you can watch them, and if there's anything negative going on in the world, immediately send light and prayers to that situation rather than getting being brought down by it. You can choose what you choose to listen to and watch. Another big negative source to watch out for is being around egotistical people. They're easy to spot. All you have to do is listen to them talk about themselves. I. Egotistical people thrive on only talking about themselves, and many times things that are negative, they wish to be allowing their ego to be in control. And the ego is one of the big sources of negativity. And they will have confrontation. So, and we all have egos. So we and self, our side ourselves, can get into an ego confrontation, and they never are positive. They always can bring us down. You have to let go of ego and let God be in control. Okay, this is a big one. And freeway traffic. It's been interesting for me to follow the stories that many young people don't even want to get a car these days. That they just have avoided it. They try to get around by other means of transportation. But coming and being born in LA, I go back there and I can't believe how frustrating and angry you can get. And then there's the road rage and people getting so upset when they're stuck in traffic. And it can happen, right? So, you know, we've got to get around. So if you're going to do that, you know, make sure you have a positive music selection. Make sure maybe you get a positive audiobook. I'm starting to get into that. I just put an audiobook out called How to Fly with Less Stress. But I mean, that is what a lot of smart people are doing. If they have an hour-long transportation situation, they can put in their audiobook and be inspired, right? I mean, there's so many positive podcasts. By the way, I have all of these shows on podcast under Mystical Perspectives that you can listen to. I have them on Spreaker, and I have them on Podbean, and they're on mysticalperspectives.com. Also, gosh, you know what scares me? Horror movies. Sometimes I see these movies that are out that are so negative about dark forces taking over. I just cannot believe some of the things that people are watching that open up the door, that invite negative forces in. They're about negativity completely taking people over. That's one of my biggest pet peeves, is when I see that people are putting out movies about terrible darkness and the dark forces and the lower astral levels taking people over. When you go to that, you're allowing that dark force and that negative energy into your own being. There are many levels of lower astral awareness, and when you drink too much or take drugs, when you get angry, you can open up the door to that. And when you go to movies that are about that, of course you're going to take that into your being. I'm an empath, and if I'm surrounded by that, I will have to do so much cleansing and clearing. It's just, I'm amazed that people enjoy going to those kind of movies. And plus the whole movie theater is watching it, so they're all magnifying that energy that you're surrounded in. You're surrounded in a sea of darkness. I'll tell you, some of the rap music I hear is very, very dark. I mean, there's a few that you can find that are positive, but most are really full of negative energy. Also, some prescriptive medicines that people take for depression have actually been caused of suicides. Some of the opioids are definitely, as we know, addicting. if you're taking any kind of medicine that can have side effects, make sure you're aware of it. The problem in this country is suicides become just terrible. And a lot of people take antidepressants, but they have found that some of the antidepressants can have terrible side effects, including, if you read them, some of them can cause desires for suicide. So please be aware of what you're taking. There are so many wonderful positive things that you can do rather than get addicted to these pain pills and to the antidepressant pills that really are not near as powerful as meditation and positive energy. Also, too much alcohol. I mean, I know we probably all know some alcoholics, and my heart goes out to them, but alcoholism is opening up the door to those lower energies. And when people are in an alcoholic state where they can't avoid it, there is many times a very negative force or entity that is taking them over. I've seen people who are alcoholics go from Dr. Jekyll to Mr. Hyde, completely changing their personalities and becoming just a negative force. And they'll bring other people around them into that as well. And speaking of that, abusive relationships. Many times abusive relationships has someone who is a drug addict or an alcoholic that is in that. Abusive relationships are fostered in negative energy. And abuse, you know, can be mental, it can be physical. It causes the person who is being abused to live in fear and darkness and in terror. Okay, there's energy vampires out there. Yes, there are people, you know, you must all know one or two. People who call you and they go on and on and on and on about negative things. And it also works with texts. I know some people that text me and everything is about how terrible their life is and what's going on. And they'll just dump on you and try to dump on their negative energy. And then, you know, they move on. They'll get people on Facebook and put out their negative energy and foster that out there. So those are some of the things to be aware of. Now, I'm going to talk about some of the ways you can actually overcome them here. Meditate every day, as we said. That's so important. And just like you take a shower every day, or I hope you do, or a bath, surround yourself every day with an aura of protective white light. Build that aura of white light around you. It's just a very, very important thing to do to keep negative energy from influencing you. It's influencing, especially if you're an empath. You need that white light around you. I put white light around my car every day before I drive. When I fly or take a trip, I put white light around there. As well, you know, sage your house or areas that have had negative energy. Bless areas where there's been any kind of conflict or problems. Do a blessing. You know, blessings are very, very helpful to clear away negative energies. And listen, as we said, to positive light-filled energy. Get help if you're in a negative relation where people are always saying things that are down and depressing. Stay away from fostering that and increasing that. Always try to add a positive statement back if someone says something negative. And you'll notice sometimes that people who say something negative, when you try to say something positive back, they'll get upset with you because you're taking away this negative energy they've been fostering and feeding on that the ego sometimes builds on. Listen to that positive music or an audiobook when you're driving. Avoid ego confrontations. Seek peace and try to find some even ground and peaceful solution to problems or negative situations. If someone's starting to do negative things, I just go into my heart and send love and light to them. And I never engage. I try not to engage in a negative spiraling. Oh, it can start with just someone spreading rumors, right? And talking bad about someone. Do circles of light cleansing. I do this every night before I go to sleep. I see these circles of light coming from the universe. I do blue and gold circles that come almost like the beam me up, Scotty circles. The circles of light coming down and spiraling around my entire body, cleansing away any negative energies from the day, going all the way out down below my feet and releasing that negative energy out. And you can do that every day, as long as it takes. Of course, avoid too much drinking and addictive drugs. And also do this very, very positive thing of sending light out and sending positive energy out to the world, sending positive energy to those you love in a prayer or a meditation, the more you further the positive energy, the more powerful it is. When you do prayers, you are full of positive energy. You're connecting to that God consciousness and that God source, which is the most powerful force of light. You become a light worker who is using light for good and sending goodwill and peace to the world. I wrote this, and the light that is present within the world as the life force of all beings can be a reflection that can radiate forth to become the light of the world. This light has a tone that can be heard, as a sound that forms a tune, so that there is a universal song that our light creates. And as we are the light of the world, the song of the universe is a radiation that can lead us to the path of love. And the world can receive light from the universe when we are in universal harmony with the cosmos. So when we see the heart of the stars, we know their song. When we shine our light, we are in tune with God and the cosmos. And when we sing with love, we are sharing that space that is the part of the greater song of love. So sing with love and radiate your light out always, every day. And hear the world song as part of the chorus of God's choir. Well, there's been so much to talk about. Let's just always remember when we meditate to end with that positive light and redeem and restore and regenerate and rejuvenate yourself daily, you know, and nightly. Because sometimes we need it most at the end of the night before we go to sleep. We don't want to take that negative energy. It creates nightmares, right? I'm going to end here with the Aramaic version of the Lord's Prayer. Father, Mother of the cosmos, shimmering light of all, focus your light within us as we breathe your holy breath. Enter the sanctuary of our hearts, uniting within us the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite heaven and earth through our sacred union. Help us fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives today. Forgive our secret fears as we freely choose to forgive the secret fears of others. Let us not enter forgetfulness, tempted by false appearances. For from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song, which sanctifies all, renewed eternally in our lives and throughout creation. We seal these words in our hearts, committed in trust and faith. Today's talk was based on Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations. It's a great book. I really recommend getting it. You can get it through metaphysics.com or Amazon. It's Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations by Dr. Paul Leon Masters, and it's his latest books. It's 130 pages of affirmations to help you shed old mental and emotional patterns and connect with your higher universal mind for guidance. Again, you can go to metaphysics.com or amazon.com. And I have all these shows that I do on Mystical Perspectives going over these at mysticalperspectives.com, mysticalperspectives.com, and you can go there for all of these shows. I think I'm up to number 20. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. It's really been a pleasure and a blessing, and keep yourselves always in the highest light of God. God bless you.